You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
All right, we are back with episode 16 of Sherpa Shorts.
We are racing through the alphabet, 26 letters in 26 days, finding words that correspond with each letter of the alphabet. And then we do a little riff on that word.
We are on the downhill side.
We are. Well, in more ways than one.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
So it's time for the next letter in the alphabet. Matthew, it's your turn, right?
It is my turn.
So what is your word for?
The letter P.
My word for the letter P is pregnant.
Pregnant. Are you?
I am not. Nor are we.
Oh.
Yep. No. We're done with that.
Okay.
But pregnant. The idea here is how do you give birth to something new in your ministry? How do you start something new? From scratch. Wasn't there before. You have an idea. It grows.
It gestates.
Yes, something like that. And then it needs to take form.
Yeah.
So how do you do that?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I was struggling with P.
I'm thinking about the animal kingdom. You know, some pregnancies are really short, right? Like,
yep.
I imagine that the rabbit.
Oh,
probably,
I think that's pretty short. We can Google it. But.
gets pregnant in a relatively short period of time. I'm guessing that, like, the orca.
Yeah, maybe longer.
Might be a little longer.
Yeah.
Or the rhinoceros, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? So I think in the same way. Pregnancy and giving birth to new ideas in the church and in student ministry, probably it depends on the size of the idea.
Sure, there you go. Okay. Fair enough.
So a small idea you can maybe implement right away, but a big idea might take some time. So like an example, we had an idea last year where we decided that in the month of October, we were going to put a theme to the month.
Okay.
Just for fun. So each week of the ministry, we had a different theme night, and the kids would come dressed in that theme. So we had, you know, American night, we had cowboy night, whatever.
Sure.
And we put that into place, and we carried it out, and we had a little contest around it, and it was a lot of fun. Super simple.
Super simple. So the idea was birthed in a very short time.
Birthed in a period of weeks.
Okay.
Right?
Very good.
We talked before about the program that I killed and a new thing that we wanted to create to replace it. We're going to try Bible studies in homes around different neighborhoods on weeknights. This is an idea that has been gestating for, you know, a better part of a year or more. And so we're still working it out, still trying to figure out how to get leadership for it, what it's going to look like. Is it going to be successful? Planning around it and all that stuff. It takes some time.
Sure. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's my first thought. Some births are really quick.
Yep.
Some take a long time.
Absolutely.
And then maybe some are in between.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel the same way here. The one thing I thought about therein is who's involved in that process.
Okay.
Like, who do you involve? Like, I know on our end, and again, probably depending on the size
right.
of the idea, you know, something I could have an idea or one of my middle school or high school director could have an idea. And if it's a small idea, you know, they might run it by me or might run it by one of the others. And yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Go. Boom.
Yes.
And it's off to the races. Some of the ideas, though, that involve a little bit more work, a little bit more maybe shaping of who we're going to be as a ministry. They're going to shape our culture because it's a
right.
it's a program or it's a big piece of who we are.
Yeah.
We got to probably let that go a little longer and get more voices into the creation of that idea.
A great example for you guys would be the creation of your student ministry room here in
yeah,
this
our
building.
Space. Absolutely.
Because for years you were sharing a common space with other ministries, didn't have your own culture built around your space. And then you guys got this idea.
We had an idea.
Let's renovate this building. Let's put a youth room in here. And you got all this stuff going, you know, around that.
Absolutely.
But you had to get buy-in.
We had to get a lot of buy-in because that was going to cost some monies.
Yes.
So if people are going to give monies, they got to be bought in. And then people who would be sharing the space, that were sharing the old space, would have a little less sharing.
Right.
It was going to be a space that got used by other ministries, but it was going to be dedicated to student ministry. So
yeah.
It gets decorated. It gets outfitted and
so you had to go all the way to the top of the chain.
All the way to the top of the chain.
That had to go to senior leadership and so forth.
Started there because of the money aspect of it, right. But then had to go through all the different ministries of the church who might potentially use that space to get their input,
right.
Get their thoughts, and it was a long gestation.
Yeah.
it was a while. I mean, it turned out great. Everything was wonderful, but boy, it took a while to go from idea to cutting the ribbon and having David Crowder play on our stage.
That was awesome.
I can't believe we did that.
I don't know how you pulled that off.
Yeah, we knew somebody who knew somebody,
yeah,
basically.
That was cool.
Yeah, off the books concert.
Yeah.
By David Crowder.
Yeah, that's cool. So yeah, the bigger the idea or the bigger the change that's going to create, yeah, the higher up the chain you need to go in preparation to give birth.
Absolutely. And the more people have to have input into it and,
right,
and thought. So another idea here with giving birth to something new is not when we have an idea, but when somebody else has an idea. Mm-hmm. Hey, we should totally be doing this. Could be a student, could be a volunteer, could be a parent, mm-hmm, could be just a general church member who says, hey, you know what? You know what would be really great if you did is if you did this.
Like the guy who texted me during the Steeler game with his idea.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great idea. No. And we field a lot of those here.
Yeah.
I mean, emails, phone conversations, in passing conversations. Hey, did you ever think about this? Did you ever think about that? How do you field those? Field them respectfully? Because I know what I want to say most of the time.
Let me respond in this way. Did anybody tell you and Gina how to have children or how many children you should have or when you should have them? Other than your mother-in-law.
Well, yes. Other than that.
It was your baby.
It was our
to
baby.
Create and deliver.
Exactly.
You had a vision for your family.
Yep.
I think the more clear our vision for our own ministries, the easier it is to respond to those other requests that come our way. So going back to the mission statement, that helps to clarify what you will listen to,
mm-hmm,
and maybe think about implementing and what really doesn't fit in the culture and the mission of your ministry. So that's just one way. And that gives us a response too, because
right,
then we can say to someone, hey, that's a great idea. I love your enthusiasm. At this time, we have these other things in place that we're pursuing, and we're not going to be able to do the thing at your request.
Right. Another tactic, although risky, is a tactic that says, that's a really interesting idea. I can't wait to see you put that idea into place. I can't wait to see you give birth to that idea,
right,
here.
If it's something that you want
if it's
to
something,
see
yeah, again, you it's dangerous. So you actually, yeah, have to like the idea,
right?
But also just know that you don't have the bandwidth to do it. So
yes,
you want to say no, but because there have been things that have been started in our context here, mm-hmm, that came from volunteers and students and leaders,
okay,
who it was a good idea, but there was just no way that anybody on staff could,
right,
add it to their plate. So then you have to kick it back to them and say, like, this fits our vision, this fits our mission statement, it's all in line with it, but I don't
but
have
I'm
the resources.
But I'm already pregnant. I can't be pregnant
exactly,
with another thing.
I can't be pregnant with another thing. Exactly. It comes down to a resource,
okay,
people resources.
Right.
And so if you want to get that going, and we've had a couple of really cool things sort of come out of that. And there's one that's kind of coming up right now, a service opportunity that a mom is super excited about and came to meet with me. And I was like, man, I love that idea. I just cannot. There's no way if you put that on my plate that it will ever happen.
Okay.
Not because it's a bad idea, but because I'm already pregnant with all these other ideas.
Yeah.
So go and I'll do it. I just need you to help communicate that it's part of your thing so that people buy in.
Okay.
That I can do.
That
works. And I love it.
That
so,
works.
But again, that's a dangerous one. Make sure you like the idea because if you tell somebody, why don't you get it started? They just might do it.
They might.
They just might do it.
Have you ever been down this road where you have an idea, you feel pregnant with this idea, but nobody else is really into your idea?
Yes, I've had that a few times.
We tried something years ago. I wanted the students to read through the Bible. And I created this thing called Cover to Cover. It was a challenge to read through the Bible in a year. And I was excited about it. I thought that we could pull it off. I created these materials around it. And I went to the youth leaders with it. And they're like, I don't think this is going to work. And I pushed ahead with it anyway.
You went forward anyway.
I did. And honestly, it kind of flopped. They were probably right. We had 3 or 4 kids who actually completed it. But, sometimes you have ideas that you don't really have the buy-in for. And you're excited about your pregnancy, but
nobody else wants to be a part of this baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had that happen. I know that when I was younger, my default would have been, if I had an idea, even if nobody else was excited about it, I was gonna, I'm gonna push forward. And
you might say that's a premature pregnancy.
A premature pregnancy, absolutely. I would say now, a little bit later down the road, I probably tend a little bit more often to, if I have an idea, even if I'm super excited about it, and I float it by some people that I trust, some people that I value their opinion and their investment in the ministry, and they just kind of can't get their arms around it.
Yeah.
I think it's probably best to let that one just fade away. Because, yeah, chances are there's a reason they don't think it's a good idea.
Well, I'm in a better place now because I actually have staff, so we can run it through other members
couple,
of the youth
couple
staff.
Sift, and,
yeah, it used to be just me. So the decisions always came down to my final word.
Yeah. So okay. The only person that typically likes change is the person who implemented it. So we have to keep that in mind when we... When we are creating new things, when we have ideas, when we're pregnant with these great ideas, we have to consider the people that are going to have to buy into it for it to be successful.
Have you ever had an idea that was gestating for a really long time before it actually came into reality?
Oh, absolutely.
You ever had like a, I don't know, like a 3-year pregnancy or something?
Honestly, we just talked about it. The room, the student room that we have, I probably had the vision of that room, the laid out the way it is, the way it functions, the way it feels, just the whole nine yards. I probably had that in my head for 15 years.
Okay.
But just was never in a context where it was possible, where it was there. And so that actually, when we cut the ribbon for that, it was very emotional for me because this idea had lived in me for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just a room to me. It was this thing that sort of had just grown in me, you know, vision-wise for a long time.
Yeah.
So sometimes those are sweet.
Yeah. It was the culmination of a lot of your dreams,
yep.
Which is really, really cool to be
absolutely.
Around for. Yeah.
Yep. So if you're pregnant out there, I mean, not like literally pregnant, not
well,
having a baby,
you
maybe you are,
pregnant.
And
that's
if
fine.
You are, congratulations. Kids are awesome and terrifying and terrible, but a joy for sure.
If you have a boy, name him Steven.
All right. But if you're pregnant with an idea for your ministry, for your context, for your group, that's a good thing. But consider, how big is the idea? How long should the pregnancy last before we implement? How many people need to be involved in the process? Who needs to buy in before we actually start putting feet to the idea?
Yeah, and don't forget to get a good name for your idea, too.
Yeah, you need a name.
Nameless babies are just kind of weird.
It is weird. That room, the refuge, again, that name was in my head for like 15 years.
That's
so
awesome.
It happened.
Yep. Okay.
So, all right, well, back tomorrow with yet another episode.
See you then. Sherpa's out.
Peace.